Well, the Trans-Tasman Online Safety Hui is taking place in Otatahi today, and it brings together New Zealand online safety organisation NetSafe, as well as the Australian and New Zealand governments, alongside over 20 world-leading online safety professionals. Now, Amakura Pano is a member of Te Puko Tahitanga, an independent ministerial advisory rōpū, advising the Minister for the Prevention of Family and Sexual Violence. And she opened a panel discussion about online safety for Indigenous women. And Amakura is kindly with us for a kōrero today. Tohine te nā koe.
Ngā mihi ki a koe, Dale.
Thanks for joining us. Talk with us, please, if you don't mind, about the increased level of anxiety about the risk for wahine Māori online. Amakura?
Well, it's after listening to some of the speeches yesterday, I think their technological advances have made me even more anxious, I would say. But firstly, I'd like to acknowledge the coronial inquest that's happening while we are also here in Ōtautahi from the March 15, 2019 attacks. It's sort of ironical that we're hosting our NetSafe hui at a time when that event was live streamed within our country and internationally before it was, I think it was nearly half an hour before it was able to be shut down. So I want to acknowledge the fact that that's happening at a time we're having this important conversations about online safety. And also acknowledge the three wahine that were on the panel with me, Kayla Cartledge of the Kurunji tribe. She's the founder of Our Songlines and Aboriginal Communities Lead at Monash University. Tanako Nordstrom, co-founder of Soldier Roads, and Linda Clay, chief executive of NWGI. Because it was quite a personal kōrero that we had yesterday, sharing experiences that some of them have had at an individual level. And it was really quite touching and really moved the audience that was in the room because it was a real live demonstration of the level of anxiety and the way that Māori women and Indigenous women are feeling quite unsafe in the online world.
Well, women katoa. Pretty well. I mean, what started off as an opportunity for us to share information, and it's useful in that regard, is also a tool that is being manipulated by unsavory organisations who have hidden agendas. So we hear of rabbit holes, we hear of scams. While it's a great tool, the net, for seeking information, it can also take you into very dangerous turf. How have social media networks amplified historic issues and racial abuse from your read, Amakura?
Well, yesterday our session was, I titled it Me Aro Koe Kitaha o Heneahu, just to give some context about how we view the world in terms of the role and how we pay heed to the dignity of women. But in reality, the online world has increased the pace of production, frequency and even ferocity of harmful content. And in our New Zealand context, predominantly against wahine Māori, especially those wearing moko kauai. So yesterday I got the benefit of listening to two keynote international speakers that I found incredible, got some incredible information from. One was Britton Heller, who is a lecturer at Stanford University. And as you asked me the opening question about anxiety, my anxiety absolutely increased listening to her talk about the pace of technological advancement where artificial becomes indistinguishable from authentic. And there's this new science that's emerging around immersive technology. I could take up all your time this morning talking about that, but the important thing is that the other important speaker that I got some key messages from yesterday was Morag Bond, an ex-Kiwi living now in Australia, who is the eSafety Commissioner. And she really highlighted how far advanced they are as a country in combating these advancements at a legislative level. Here in New Zealand, we've got the Harmful Digital Communications Act 2021, and the reality is that the distinction between, you know, disinformation and misinformation, where we find a lot of our whānau or people we know jumping down rabbit holes, the reality is that those words are used as veto words in a legal context, and they use that, by the user of who's putting erroneous content online as an excuse not to engage in a conversation about the actual content that they are posting. So I think, you know, it's an area that we as Māori, as you know, we were once involved in trying to remove the barriers to digital access to digital technology, like ensuring our marae had accessibility to the internet, and our whānau, you know, were able to have the hardware that would allow their children, their tamariki, to keep pace with, you know, learning online. But now, though there's a lot of benefits of being involved online, which Linda Clay talked about in terms of the acceleration of the number of Māori women since COVID that have developed online businesses, but in the same context made themselves accessible and victims, especially if their businesses are promoting their identity and culture and they themselves might be wearing a mokoko line. That's the breadth of which we are trying to keep pace with this technological changes.
It's amazing. Artificial, indistinguishable from authentic. This can be a real concern. Now, when we think of our schools, we're all using the net. We've got kids most in mainstream, but many in Māori learning environments, Reo Māori learning environments. And, of course, it's the ability of those who have hidden agendas wanting to diss our people, racists, bigots, and the anonymity that they enjoy is a very dangerous tool on the internet. And as the Māori saying goes, you can parry blows, but you can't parry words. Sometimes they can sting and have a huge effect emotionally on those who are receiving almost a plague of unwanted input. What would you say of the anonymity the net provides and the relative ease that bigots and racists can infiltrate our online space?
Yeah, well, I think the examples that were spoken to yesterday from Tāniko, who had her issue happen as way back as the early 2000s, over 15 years ago, and Kayla, in terms of her experience just recently with the Voice campaign over in Australia, they were, you know, they demonstrated at a visceral level to the audience that impact and how they attempted to seek redress. And the reality is that in our country, we don't have a legislative framework as yet that can hold accountable a number of those platforms where our images, our treasured images that reflect us as Wahine Māori and our cultural beauty can be abused and end up on porn sites internationally. And a lot of that is because they generate income and revenue for those for nefarious means. So I suppose part of the challenge that's ahead of us in our country in particular is how we strengthen our legislation. And yesterday also were speakers from Britain, and the advances that they're making there, especially in terms of child access and the technological ways in which parents or their guardians can protect their access or have an immediate understanding of what content young people are being exposed to. We have yet to see that kind of legislation framework emerge here in New Zealand. And I think that would be one of the key things that I would like to see advance, not only through NetSafe, but with my role with Te Pū Kotahitanga, which we have been established as the Māori Tangata Whenua Advisory Committee to the National Strategy Te Haurerikura, the National Strategy on Domestic Abuse and Sexual Harm. With the change of government, with the recent elections, we've lost our minister, Marama Davidson, who was an incredible advocate for that kaupapa, and we've yet to find out who will come on board. So I think it's clear from the information that's been shared today, we need a political representative that is going to be an advocate and understands the advancements in this technology and is prepared to put their hand up and support our country as a whole to protect itself and protect our children, our tamariki, and our mokopuna for the future. We could potentially be the country that includes an Indigenous perspective in terms of how that goes about, and I really hope that we can have those kind of conversations in the future.
Tēnā koe, Makura. Thanks for sharing some kōrero, right, literally from the hui which wrapped up today. Makura Pānoho with us today, tuhine, ngā mihi, kia ora watu.
Ngā mihi, kia koutou.